The Bucket Rider, a story by Franz Kafka. Coal all spent, the bucket empty, the shovel useless, the stove breathing out cold, the room freezing, the trees outside the window rigid, covered with rime, the sky a silver shield against anyone who looks for help from it. I must have coal. I cannot freeze to death. Behind me is the pitiless stove, before me the pitiless sky. So I must ride out between them and on my journey seek aid from the coal dealer. But he has already grown deaf to ordinary appeals. I must prove irrefutably to him that I have not a single grain of coal left, and that he means to me the very sun in the firmament. I must approach like a beggar, who, with his death rattle already in his throat, insists on dying on the doorstep, and to whom the cook accordingly decides to give the dregs of the coffee pot. Just so must the coal dealer, filled with rage, but acknowledging the command, "Thou shalt not kill," fling a shovelful of coal into my bucket. My mode of arrival must decide the matter, so I ride off on the bucket. Seated on the bucket, my hands on the handle, the simplest kind of bridle, I propel myself with difficulty down the stairs. But once downstairs, my bucket ascends, superbly, superbly. Camels humbly squatting on the ground do not rise with more dignity, shaking themselves under the sticks of their drivers. Through the hard frozen streets, we go at a regular canter. Often I am upraised as high as the first story of a house. Never do I sink as low as the house doors. And at last I float at an extraordinary height above the vaulted cellar of the dealer, whom I see far below crouching over his table where he is writing. He has opened the door to let out the excessive heat. "Coal dealer," I cry in a voice burned hollow by the frost and muffled in the cloud made by my breath. "Please, coal dealer, give me a little coal. My bucket is so light I can ride on it. Be kind. When I can, I'll pay you." The dealer put his hand to his ear. "Do I hear right?" He throws the question over his shoulder to his wife. "Do I hear right? A customer." "I hear nothing," says the wife, breathing in and out peacefully while she knits on, her back pleasantly warmed by the heat.